This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
Zach. Yeah, I'm here.
There he is. All right, he's here. See, that means you need to go over there, which is out.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I guess so.
What do you call a baby kangaroo?
Oh. Pass.
How many flavors are there in Neapolitan ice cream?
3.
Yes. What band does Pete Townsend play guitar for? Want to pass?
Pass.
Lockjaw is another term for what?
Oh, no.
We can pass again.
Pass.
In what U.S. state did the first Hooters open?
Vegas?
No.
Nevada?
No.
California?
No. The most expensive baseball card of all time in terms of selling price is of what player?
Babe Ruth?
No. You know what, Zach? You are number one in my heart. Number one in my heart, number one with the people.
I also feel like there's a weird delay going on with your phone there, Zach.
Which does not help.
No, it does not at all.
That is a disadvantage. Speaking of disadvantages.
I'm looking from the other room and I'm just seeing Danny shaking his head in just pure disgust. So yeah. I think I'm going to be okay, huh?
Oh, wow. Very confident, Steve.
I don't know.
Are you ready? Yeah, Danny, let's go. What do you call a baby kangaroo?
A Joey.
Yes. How many flavors are there in Neapolitan ice cream?
The shocker of all ice creams.
Oh, wow.
There's 3.
There are. What band does Pete Townsend play guitar for?
The band that hates their drummer. The Who.
Yes. Lockjaw is another term for what?
Is that called, is it TMJ?
No.
Oh. TMI? Lockjaw, stuck mouth.
No. In what U.S. state did the first Hooters open?
Has to be Florida.
It is. What are the most expensive baseball card of all time in terms of selling prices of what player?
Is that Babe Ruth?
No.
Onis Wagner?
No.
Joe DiMaggio.
No. What does PS stand for at the end of a written letter?
Postscript.
It does. In the movie Speed, dropping below what speed would lead to the bus blowing up?
55?
No.
50.
Yes. What agricultural crop is Cuba's main export?
Cocaine.
No.
Cocoa leaves.
No.
Bonsai.
No. Steve, you got six correct, and that is a win. Yes. 6-1.
Ooh.
Sorry, Zach.
Dang.
Next time, man.
We have faith in you.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Lockjaw is another name for tetanus. Huh. And the most expensive baseball card of all time, Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle, okay.
And the agricultural crop that is Cuba's main export is sugar.
Sugar. Oh, wait. So it's white powder, but just a different
You were on a different wavelength there, but close.
Yeah.
Very close. Hey, we've got a sweet new shirt, Steve. You want to tell people what it says?
It says, I beat Migs, which is something that Zach did not do today. But he can still buy the shirt if he wants.
Yep, it's available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have the Odyssey app on your phone, you've probably noticed a new feature where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some messages on there every day, Steve, and some very interesting.
Someone wants to chat a little bit about Beat Migs. Another person wants to chat about my new dog.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Puddle of Mud.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you want to. You want to leave us a voice message. And you should. It's on the Odyssey app, a really easy feature. It makes it very easy to interact with us that way. Steve, how's it going in the voice messages today?
Somebody has a voice message, which is pretty epic, about Beat Migs involving their kids, which is great. But before we get to that one, somebody wanted to talk a little bit about our brand new dog, our new addition to the Migs household.
Hey, Migs, congrats on the new dog. So I was wondering if it's weird to have another dog named Lucy. I would think it might be.
It is. I'll be honest. It's very... So we got a new dog, and we had Tatum gets to name the dog, because, you know, last time she named the dog DJ Strawberry Head, and that's that went over just great. And then if you missed it, we got the new dog over the weekend. I asked Tatum why she wanted to name the dog Lucy, and here's that moment.
What do you love about our new puppy the most?
It actually can jump over DJ.
That you can jump over DJ?
And that's it. Loving.
That she's sweet. And why did you name her? What'd you name her again?
Lucy.
And why'd you name her Lucy?
Because it reminds me of our other dog named Lucy.
Aww. You're the best.
Now, mind you, she'd never met Lucy. She's only seen pictures of Lucy because Lucy passed away. I mean, before even Tatum was even a thought in our mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's been gone forever. And I was like, that's pretty cool. All right, let's go with it. But now, whenever I'm hearing, like, Lucy, stop, it, like, triggers old memories of the old dog. And then the weirdest thing was yesterday we called to set up all the vet appointments and all that. And my wife called and was just like, oh, the dog's name is Lucy. And like, oh, we need a different name.
Oh, because it's, they already have a file for that.
They already have.
Oh, my gosh.
Lucy in their records. They're like, we could call her Lucy One if you want. And we're like, well, no. And then Sid had to go and explain it. I'm like, well, her full name is Lucy Cupcake. So now it's going. So now the dog's Lucy Cupcake in the vet records.
Dude, I guess I don't know this. The vet records, do they allow for a middle name of the dog? Did I not know that?
I guess it works because Lucy Cupcake was fine. It was just, we couldn't just go with Lucy.
Lucy Migs.
Yeah.
There's already a Lucy Migs. It's got to be a Lucy Cupcake Migs.
Although I'll be honest, like part of me is now like, oh man, it would have been kind of funny to go with Lucy 1 or Lucy 2.
I mean, I guess both of our dogs have middle names, but we've never used them in the vet records. Maybe we should do that.
Well, they get fired up whenever we bring DJ in because they did, all the vets just and all the, like, the people that work there just love yelling DJ Strawberry Head, which is kind of funny. Pretty much, yeah. All right, here's our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
So this is Nick, longtime listener. Love the show, guys. Been listening to KSW forever, and I'm going to be sending in another recording, and it's going to be my kids. They're doing the Beat Migs song, but I'm trying to get it under the 1 minute mark for you. So It'll be coming up.
I'm so excited.
What?
Are you ready, Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had his kids do the Beat Migs theme, which I think is still the funniest thing whenever we go to listener parties and events and we meet people with their kids and they say that the kids love Beat Migs. And I'm always just like, do they even know the answers to the question, or are they just like the theme song?
They're all smarter than you, Steve. We know this.
Thank you for reminding me of that. So here's the next voice message from him.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser. Who is ready to beat
Migs?
Because I know
it's extra crazy because there's two kids doing it.
They're so synced up. It's crazy.
They're nailing it.
Because I know I sure am. Because we made it. It's Friday. Mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend. It's Friday. Getting it done on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting on a Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Whoa. Happened at the end there.
Whoa. Honestly, that was very impressive.
Super impressive.
That might be an improvement.
Maybe we'll just use that version from here on out.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, kids. That makes me so happy.
The Friday bro, I was like, wait, are they going to say the F word?
They're not allowed to say that word.
You never know. Some people raise their kids differently than others. I'm not here to judge.
No.
That was impressive.
That was
though.
Very impressive. The Daily Migs Show. Some of rock's biggest anthems nearly never made it to our ears, so we came off with a few examples, and we're going to put the men's room to the test at 7:20.
Yeah.
Did you know that some of rock's biggest anthems nearly never happened? They almost never made it to our ears,
yes.
Steve Migs. We came across a couple of examples of this, and we have a few folks joining us in the studio. We have Miles and Thrill from the men's room.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Put you two fine gentlemen to the test on this.
Yeah, came in early for this.
Yeah, that's what we did. Come on in. Yeah. All right, so we found songs that became massive hits that almost didn't even become a song with these bands. We're going to go track by track. So we're going to start with the drums.
All right.
And then we'll add in the bass.
He's a musician.
You've been listening to music forever.
Do I get a handicap?
You get to go first.
What are you? All right. Okay.
So are we ready for our first one?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It's funny because I'm the one who grabbed them, so I'm like, oh, this is a no-brainer, but I already know the context.
Feels like Walk This Way.
It's not Walk This Way. Well, that's a good guess. Got the bass going. All right, a little guitar.
Oh, is this Creep?
Creep.
Yes!
Right. Damn it.
Okay.
Good job, gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was tricky. And by the way, Thrill, I heard Walk This Way in that intro, too.
It does have that drum beat.
A little bit. I feel like the Walk This Way drum beat's a little more...
A little more peppy.
Yeah, a little more peppy.
Now, apparently, the guitarist, the one who does the chugga part, he did that intentionally to try and ruin the song. Because he wasn't a fan of the song, and then it becomes like their biggest hit.
Huh. Not a damn.
Yeah.
How do you intentionally tank your own band?
I think they were recording. I'll just throw a chugga in there to see if that's going to mess things up.
Yeah, that wouldn't lead to an argument.
No. Although the greatest version has to be Dave Chappelle's version of Creep. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Oh, what was that? Like about a couple years ago? And he just went up on stage and just sang it with them. And it was just Dave Chappelle. He's just like talking it through. I should try and find the audio. It's so
I'm a creep.
Yes. It was, what the hell am I doing here? It was with the Foo Fighters.
So it's karaoke at a real show.
With the Foo Fighters at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my God. It's just like buckwheat singing.
I'd be like, I paid $500 for a ticket to see this.
So I'd be fired up.
Yeah, that is amazing. I would pay extra for this, honestly.
I believe the special part.
All right, next one.
Huh.
maybe a little bass.
My man likes it low.
I feel like that's the giveaway right there.
Corn.
No guitar, not
Tool.
Corn.
Tool.
Not Tool.
Metallica.
Yes.
All right. The guitar gave it away
yeah.
for them.
100%. Yeah, it's always a guitar.
I didn't realize they put his bass down that low.
And normally they mix the guitar so down you don't even hear it. It's here. Lars.
And sometimes they just don't put the bass in there at all.
No. No. So is that injustice Never. For all? Yeah. We got a new bass player, but you can't hear him.
How about James Hetfield did not want to do it until Lars Ulrich's like, no, we should put this song out.
Huh. What, he just didn't like it? Or
I guess he just was like, I'm not feeling it. Maybe it was just, maybe I heard that like he's kind of opening up his heart a little bit more than he usually does.
Okay, that's fair.
So he wasn't 100% on that.
Yeah, but he also has that look where it's like, it doesn't matter what he says. Do you want to go ask him?
No. All right, we got one more. You want to give this one a whirl?
All right.
All right, here we go. Start with the drums.
Gorillaz?
No.
Damn it.
Mm. Oh, Taryn already got it.
Woohoo! Really? It's the Woohoo song.
No, but that's a good guess. Here's a little bass. It's definitely alt rock.
See, I'm hearing the Woohoo.
Oh, I bet once the guitar comes
Gorillaz. Woohoo! You yeah. guess Blur. We're tracking.
Oh, Smashing Pumpkins. You know yeah. that song?
Whatever.
My soup is cold. I want my mom.
It's always the same with him. Just like, he's sending back food. The third time the waiter's like,
my meat is burned.
Yeah, this is my meat is burned.
God, I don't know the name of the song, but obviously I know the song.
1979.
Oh, 1979.
Wow, dude. Yeah. His voice, like, the music's fine.
Yeah.
But he sings, and it's like when my kids were in preschool, and they were mad about it.
It's like yeah. you need a nap.
It's giving tantrum.
You need a nap right now.
Okay? I'd like to hear Dave Chappelle do that song.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining us.
Thank you.
You did great.
Good morning.
Let's do it again sometime.
Good morning. I kicked his ass.
And one more time in case you forgot.
And Dave Grohl is still rocking out of here.
Whose idea was this? Is it?
I feel like they had a couple Jaegers in the back.
Yeah.
Because Dave likes his Jägermeister. He's like,
hey,
Dave.
Man, can I sing that song? Sure, dude.
Exactly.
I bet you that was all the preparation.
Probably has one of those Jaeger machines, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
colder than ice,
oh, yeah.
baby.
Oh, yeah. The bottle upside down on the top.
Yes.
Classy.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show.
What do the TV show The Last of Us and the Seattle Mariners have in common?
They're winners.
Well, that and their love for one iconic Seattle singer, Steve. You'll hear why after Sublime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steve, you are not watching The Last of Us, are you?
It was until this morning, because I have no idea what The Last of Us is about. And so I went onto ChatGPT and said, hey, can you explain what The Last of Us is for an idiot? And it told me it's a zombie show.
Yes.
About a guy and a girl, a teenage girl, and they're trying to like get through like a post-apocalyptic world.
I mean, they're not technically zombies. They're infected, but, you know, kind of similar.
Okay, well, they were trying to explain it to an idiot, and they probably figured just call it a zombie show, and it makes sense to me.
It is very similar to a zombie. And
you watch it?
Yes, we do watch it. I've never played the game, because it's based on a game.
Oh, okay.
And apparently the game is very intense. The show is also very intense.
Danny, did you know it was based on a game?
I knew it was based on a game. Never seen it, never played it, never done anything with
any
it.
Any interest in watching it?
Not really. I've heard that the first season is good, but anything that goes past one season, I'm like, nah, I'm done.
Oh, make them one and done.
Just make it a movie. Danny, like, what are we doing?
Shade.
Well, you want like a Friends movie? Oh, never mind.
The most recent episode came out this past Sunday, May 18th, and Pedro Pascal's character, Joel Miller, ended up performing a Pearl Jam song on acoustic guitar. The song is Future Days. He was playing it for Ellie, and it was really cool. So this is part of the show.
Let me hear something.
What do you mean, play it?
And sing.
No, I don't sing.
It's my f***ing birthday, man.
Okay, hold on a second. Wow. This girl drops F-bomb. She looks like she's 13.
I think she was turning 17.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so it's fine for her to say it then. Never
yes,
mind.
Totally.
See what you got.
If I ever were to lose you, I'd surely lose myself. I believe. And I believe, cause I can't.
And this is actually Pedro singing.
I mean, it sure looked and sounded like it.
That's what they credited it as, so yeah.
Days of you and me.
That's a...
Well, that didn't suck.
That's from the Lightning Bolt.
Lightning
record.
Bolt. Yeah. I think it's the end track on that album.
It's a good song, yeah.
And then Pearl Jam ended up putting out this special The Last of Us EP, which features Future Days and a couple other tracks that have been used in the series. And then, of course, there's...
I love Pearl Jam. I don't know if it's going to get me to go watch the show now, because now I see the scene, so I'm good. God. Right?
It's a very good show, Steve.
How many seasons are we on this?
This is just the second season.
Okay.
And we're only like 4 episodes in. You could catch up very quickly. It's really intense, though. I mean, I have to hold Brad's hand a lot.
Oh, well, damn. Okay.
It's kind of scary.
Is it gory?
Yes.
Damn it. I was going to try. Maybe I'll pitch it to my wife and not tell her it's gory and see how she reacts to it. I'm like, Taryn loves this show. She said you'd love it too.
Well, then the Mariners, they just wrapped up the Vetter Cup.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Every time they match up with the San Diego Padres, now we're calling it the Vetter Cup. And in honor of Eddie Vedder, Brad Adams from Root Sports was showing off his Pearl Jam fandom during the game.
It's so great because this is happening like during the actual game, like the fourth inning or something like that. And they're still calling the game while he's just geeking out about Pearl Jam.
Well, time to discuss more about Eddie Vedder and the Vetter Cup. Mariners have never lost in the Vetter Cup. Eddie lived in San Diego, moved to Seattle in 1990, had his first show with then Mookie Blaylock, February of 91, at the Off-Ramp Cafe in Seattle.
Now, I've known Brad for a while. I didn't realize he was as obsessive of a Pearl Jam fan as, like, I am.
You guys are both nerds.
We could totally nerd out in a Mariners game. Like, Steve, I'm busy doing my job. I'll nerd out with my cohorts, not with you.
Yeah.
They recorded their debut album, 10, there in Shoreline. And kind of the rest is history, guys. I think they're Seattle through and through. San Diego tries to claim them a little bit, guys, because Eddie lived here. Right. But come on, this Vetter Cup is all about Seattle. And it's so far, it's all about Seattle on the field, too. And people forget, you know, when they first formed, there were some NBA fans, and they loved just the name.
I'm picturing Brad in that meme where he's talking to a girl, and the girl doesn't look interested. But that's like his two broadcast partners.
He's mansplaining it to them.
Yes, and I love it. I think it's so great.
Just the name and the player Mookie Blaylock, a guard for the Nets and the Hawks, and they're like, hey, let's call ourselves Mookie Blaylocks. That was our first show. And then they realized they couldn't be named after a basketball player, so they came up with Pearl Jam. And
now really in on the hands of Jackson Merrill, Telez,
makes a catch and foul ground. I did not know the Mookie Blaylock thing.
Right.
Going.
Wouldn't it be funny though if he didn't actually know any of that? He's just reading from a script that like Steve Miggs prepared for him.
Oh, he's on like Wikipedia.
Yeah, he's like, I'm reading this verbatim.
ChatGPT, give me some facts about Pearl Jam for the Vetter Cup.
Well, if there's anyone to give you the history of Pearl Jam or anything to do with rock and roll music, I'm telling you right now, Brad Adam is your guy.
You know, it's fun. I try to talk guys a little Pearl Jam and a little rock and roll with these players, but they're just too young. I mean, they
say that. You're like, hey, old man, that's cool. Let's talk about Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, God.
You don't care about Pearl Jam.
They just don't know the Pearl Jam songs. They don't know the history.
Brad, listen, look, yeah. When you roll in on work days with that giant that boom box with the cassette tapes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you can't
beat
that. Still have it.
Vitalogy versus all those on cassette. Yeah, and the tapes, you know, they kind of get stuck, so you got to have a pencil and then, like, turn them to reset them.
It's 0-2 now on Bogarts. I can sense Brad's frustration down there trying to relate to the players.
I know there's a baseball game still going on and just goofing off about Pearl Jam.
I like that. These four players are probably like, yeah, my dad listens to Pearl Jam.
Dude, I know. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'll see like a younger person like rocking a Nirvana shirt, and I'm like, yeah, the youngins like Nirvana too. And I realize they're probably just wearing because they think the shirt's cool.
They got it at Kohl's for 50% off.
Or they saw like one of their favorite celebrities rocking a Nirvana shirt, and they have no idea who Nirvana is.
Hey, kid, name three songs.
Oh, I would never do that. I think
the Daily Mix Show.
Hey, were you listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room yesterday at 5:40? Because we gave out three of the correct answers for this morning's Beat Migs at 7:50. So call now, 206-803-ROCK, if you'd like to play. Steve, your current record, 162 wins, 57 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.